Well, the top story right across most of the papers this morning, just as Kieran mentioned there, is the death of that woman in her 50s in County Louth yesterday. Some of the headlines: man held after woman killed in axe attack. That's the headline in the Irish Times today. And also, horrific death of tragic mum. That's the front of the Daily Mirror this morning. And also, as I said, all of the tabloids actually leading with this story today as well, leading with details of the attack, which have been described as gruesome. The woman was Elizabeth Petruska, mother of two, originally from Poland. She was living in the RD area of County Louth, and her remains were found at 11:30 yesterday morning when a friend raised the alarm. Now, the Irish Times is reporting, and also it's across all of the papers today, a man has been arrested by Gardaí investigating the death and decapitation of the woman with an axe. She was held by Gardaí in Drogheda overnight, and Gardaí say that they're not looking for anyone else in connection with their investigation. Just incredibly tragic story, and plenty more on that across all of the broadsheets and tabloids today. Also, though, on the front of the Irish Times this morning as well, Erdogan rebukes US over Syria mistake. Suzanne Lynch, their Washington correspondent, reporting that the fallout from Donald Trump's plan to withdraw US troops from Syria pretty much widened yesterday as the Turkish president also launched a blistering attack against US National Security Advisor John Bolton in a Turkish parliament. In now what's a sign of deepening tensions between the NATO allies, the Turkish president refused to meet Mr. Bolton, who's on a 4-day visit to Israel and also to Turkey. Another story, though, right across the papers this morning is the nurses' strike. Some of the headlines: nurses engage with us to avoid strikes. That's the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, and also in the Daily Mail, their headline today: we'll bring the health service to a standstill. Look, all of the papers reporting the fact that now the country's hospitals, they're going to be plunged into chaos by 6 24-hour strikes by nurses unless the government can adequately address their demands for pay increases of up to 12%. Now, the first of these 24-hour strikes will take place on the 30th of this month, 30th of January. And if the dispute is not resolved, there will be further strikes to take place on the 5th and the 7th, and also on the 12th, 13th and 14th of February. And the nurses will only provide life-saving care and also emergency response teams on these particular dates. Now, Phil Nier, who is the General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, said yesterday that the HSC just can't recruit enough nurses and midwives on these wages. And until that changes, the health service will continue to go understaffed, and also patient care will be compromised. And she said that the trade union was due to meet with the government last month, but the meeting was cancelled. And the HSC is expected to meet nursing representatives now next week to try and find a resolution. And the strike dates were also actually just announced on a day when there were 583 patients on trolleys waiting for a hospital bed, and that was according to the INMO's Trolley Watch figures yesterday as well. Plenty more on that story right across to all of the papers this morning. To the Times Ireland edition today, their headline this morning: backstop deal cannot be changed, the UK's warning. Simon Coveney has told British MPs seeking changes to the backstop in the Brexit withdrawal agreement that the time for wishful thinking is over. And of course, it comes as Theresa May has also admitted to her senior ministers for the first time that she's unlikely to secure support for her deal in the House of Commons vote on Tuesday. And the British Prime Minister pledged to move quickly in the event of defeat, but did not spell out how. And the raids also later refused to elaborate on that. Just finally, to the Irish Independent, their headline this morning: private schools cash in on boom with fee hikes. Catherine Donnelly, the paper's education editor, reporting that more than 2 in 3 private schools across Ireland have now increased their fees this year, as growing numbers of parents are showing a willingness to pay for advantages that money can buy. According to the paper, higher fees are driven by rising demand, with enrolment standing now at about 25,500. The economic recovery has made private education affordable for more families, while the sector is also enrolling more foreign students, partly because of Brexit. And the situation varies between schools, though. The general bounce being enjoyed in the private sector is seen as a day pupil fee rises of up to €400 a year. Some 34 of the 51 day schools also raised their charges this year, in most cases by between about €100 and €200 in admin fees. Now, some of the other stories just making the headlines actually as well this morning. Look, it's across all of the papers too. Larry Gogan going to step down from 2FM after 40 years. The legendary Irish DJ finally hanging up his headphones after a pretty truly incredible career. And in a statement yesterday, he said that he loved his time and would like to thank all of the amazing support from listeners and great colleagues and all the fantastic Irish and international artists that he's been privileged to support and be a part of their success. And many, of course, tributes coming in for Larry Gogan there today as well. Also in the front of the Irish Times this morning, the headline, 1 in 6 used cars actually at risk of seizure. The paper's reporting that 1 in 6 used cars on sale may be at risk of repossession because there's still a finance outstanding on them. And in a study of a sample of about 5,900 used cars offered for sale and history checked by vehicle history checking website cartel.ie, over 16% still had outstanding debt, meaning the finance provider was the ultimate owner of the vehicle and actually not the seller. More on that story in the Times today, and just one or two other pieces this morning. In the Irish Examiner actually as well today, according to psychologists, singing with fellow employees actually reduces work stress. Singing with your workmates will reduce stress and make employees feel more supported by their colleagues, research has now shown. Scientists studied a total of 58 people working in a variety of organisations who attended choir sessions at their work time. And overall, apparently, there was a 96% reduction in work-related stress and 86% reduction in feelings of social isolation. And the findings were presented at the annual meeting of the British Psychological Society's Division of Occupational Psychology. Interesting thoughts. Let us know your views on that, whether you'd be willing to participate. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are just some of the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning. Still to come, the US president is looking for $5.5 billion US dollars to pay for the Mexico border wall. We'll be crossing live to the United States.